Dr. Perlmutter, and he's out of Florida, and he's probably one of the foremost on oxygen therapies. He was in the Navy, and he was doing the most research on hyperbaric oxygen and disease. So anyway, he came out with a very long-term study, and it was in the Journal of the American Medical Association Neurology, and he talks about, and again, there's about four or five other articles. I was pulling up the first one that I could find because I accidentally erased it, but his research shows that there's an association between low serum cholesterol and cerebral Alzheimer's. And it was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Neurology. It gained a lot of attention to the press, but somehow the study, of course, was not looked at, and they didn't like the results of that because it stopped people from taking the statin drugs. And but the study showed that elevated cholesterol levels, especially HDL and the LDL, and they found there's two groups of LDL cholesterol. There's the small, round, dense particles, and then there's LDL particles that are large, and they actually call them fluffy. And so the higher the HDL, good cholesterol, and the low-density lipoproteins, supposedly the bad, but in the form of the high fluffy, it showed that that actually reduced the amyloid plaque in the brain, and it actually lowered the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. So, again, I could keep reading on and on about the studies, but you can look these up now yourself, and you can find, oh my gosh, that higher cholesterol lowers your risk of Alzheimer's, and high cholesterol lowers your risk of heart disease. Now, these are things that are the exact opposite of what's given to the American public. So again, you're not going to get that information anywhere except on a show like this, and again, it doesn't make sense that so many of these are not really looked at by the general public. So again, you know, we have to question that and wonder, what is it? Is it always money? That's the question. Is it always money that determines what information is getting out to the public? And when you're talking drug companies, and one drug giving $100 million, I mean $100 billion with a B, you know, that has to create some kind of dramatic incentive to make your case, you know, that a lot of people's entire professions have been built around the fact that cholesterol causes heart disease, it increases your risk of every form of heart stress, so take statin drugs. There even was a push to put children on statin drugs as a prevention. So again, we see all of this craziness around us, and again, only on a show like this will you get that information that I think is the truth, because I've been doing this for about 40 years as a naturopath, and you can follow all that information over the last 40 years, and you'd get the same exact results that I do. So another interesting study, and you've heard me talk about it here on the radio, and that's about GMO foods, and that's genetically modified foods. Well, in this particular case, I want to talk about genetically engineered salmon, and that's coming to a store near you, and they're calling it Frankenfish. Frankenfish coming to a store near you. Now, I mean, isn't that enough? Let me ask you, do you guys eat fish?
I don't.
You don't?
I've never liked fish.
So
I hate fish.
Fish actually is a wonderful food, because eating fish, especially cold water deep sea fish, mm-hmm. is one of the best foods to protect your heart. Well, anyway, which fish do you always hear about as the most beneficial? You know, when you're hearing about fish.
Salmon?
Salmon, exactly. And let me ask you, you've seen in the butcher shop when you're going shopping and there it is, you know, packed on the ice. What color is the nice piece of salmon?
Like a pink color.
Nice pink color.
Yeah.
Well, they found out that farm-raised salmon is not pink. It's white. And, of course, we can't be selling fish that's white, you know, when it's labeled salmon, yeah. because what does every customer know?
Yeah.
Every customer is looking for what?
Yeah, the pink color. They're going to be like, how come my fish is white?
Right. So what do they do when they harvest the salmon? They put them in big tanks with red dye in the water. And they let them, you know, live for another 3 or 4 hours, breathing this red dye, excuse me, which puts all of that red color throughout all their tissue. Mm. So now the fish is taken out, gutted and killed, and basically you look in the supermarket and you see that nice bread red color. And it goes, ooh, let me have that one. Because that red color, everybody goes, oh, well, that's a beautiful piece of salmon. But what about if you thought and you didn't know that that red color was artificially induced by red dye? I can just think of like red Kool-Aid without the sugar in it or something. You know, would you want to be eating fish like that? Or would you want to know that?
Of course, no. And most people would think it's pink. That's the regular standard thought.
What you would think.
Yeah.
Right. And if you found out that it's not true and it's not labeled and that you were actually being misled, how would you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely would want to know.
And, yeah. I mean, to me, it seems like that I would get pissed off because they're lying to me. You know, they're going, here I am making a health choice, you know, to better my health, and you find out that it's not really going to better my health. So anyway, the name of the article, Genetically Engineered Salmon Coming to a Store Near You. And then the byline is Frankenfish Coming to a Store Near You. And you might not even realize that you've been serving it to your family for a long time. And the FDA removed the last roadblock to genetically engineered salmon hitting the supermarket shelves. The GE salmon will have to follow the labeling guidelines spelled out in the GMO labeling law passed by Congress in 2016. Now, let me ask you, doesn't that sound good, like that Congress passed a labeling law for GMO foods?
Yeah, great that they're labeling it.
Right.
You know, and it's in Europe already. They've been labeling forever.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing that we don't know, or we didn't know, is that the only indication the consumer really has on the new labeling, genetically engineered, may be the scrambled QR code. Do you know what those QR codes are? You know, those lines and codes?
Yeah,
okay, well, that's where the label is. One of those lines means genetically engineered. Yeah. So how many people go around checking those codes? Mm-hmm. You know, or having an app on your phone where you can just shine it and check those feel, you know, you would check and it would show you truth.
It can show you like conventional methods of preparing everything and or genetically modified.
Or just how to read that label.
Yeah.
Think of that. You know, we see these codes on all the foods and all the packaged foods. They have these little lines, QR codes, and then. But the only way you can tell that it's genetically modified, it's not like they're putting a sign on the fish that says genetically modified salmon. No, it only has to be labeled in that QR code that is demanded on foods. And the FDA approved the salmon in 2015, making it the first genetically engineered animal approved by the FDA for eating. In 2016, however, Congress ordered the FDA to stop the GE salmon from entering the U.S. market until there were labeling guidelines in place so that people would know how to find out that they're eating genetically engineered foods. The FDA then issued the important ban on GE salmon, preventing that from coming until they finally came up with this new labeling law, and the FDA lifted the ban on the genetically engineered salmon. So major retailers like Safeway and Target and Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, just to name a few of the supermarkets in the country, they pledged years ago not to carry the genetically engineered salmon. So now that it's been okayed for sale, and it looks so pretty when you put them next to each other, that bright red pink color is just, you know, you're going to go, oh, I want that one. Look at the color of that. And so now, you know, when you're talking again billions of dollars, are we going to talk about that these supermarkets are going to continue their pledge, or are they going to go ahead and actually carry the genetically engineered foods? My guess, unless they're really maybe a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, which specialize in health foods, they may. But it's very difficult for a store not to cave when it means making a sale or not making a sale. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I want to point out to you that you want to make sure that you're buying the salmon, it says ocean fresh or no genetically modified, you know, wild caught salmon. And now the other thing is about the wild caught salmon is it's depending upon where you're buying it. I would be hesitant about buying wild caught salmon in the Pacific Ocean. Because of Fukushima in Japan, that radiation has been going, what? I think it's been since May, June, or July, I think, of 2010, when that Fukushima happened and the tidal wave was there.
That's right.
And basically, from then on, we've had tons and tons and tons of radioactive water going into the ocean. And we've seen, these reports where it shows the currents and where this radioactivity is going. And it's now, if you look at these from NASA, they follow these currents. and through the satellites, it's now everywhere on the Pacific coast. So again, it's almost like if you can, go online and look up small portable Geiger counters. And you can get one now for under $100. And I've seen them, a small Geiger counter where it can check, you know, it's the size of a cell phone or even slightly smaller.
That's cool.
And you can then go to the supermarket when you buy your food, check for radiation. You know, someone will look at you and go, what the heck are you doing? Especially if they're hearing it click, 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 click. And all of a sudden, next to the food, it's going, and the alarms are going off.
Wait a minute.
And, you know, someone next to you is going, well, what's that? And you go, oh, nothing. I'm just measuring the radiation level in these fish, not to worry about it. And they go, well, wait a minute. I don't want to eat that. And so that would be something that you might want to take a really nice, what would I say, take a lesson and basically check out and maybe get a Geiger counter. And they make different sizes and different intensities, but you can get a small portable one just to measure the food that you're being exposed to eating. And if it's radioactive, don't eat it. Don't buy it.
What's amazing to me is that we're even having this conversation that you have to carry around a Geiger counter in the first place. Like,
correct. And, you know, that's another question. You bring that up. I'm seeing we need to take our break.
Yeah.
So remind me when we get back, let's cover that again, you know, that people are just not getting the information. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.